You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score and Manchester United to win was 14-5. Enhanced to 100-30 and Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win 16-5. Enhanced to 7-2. Derek, Manchester United's best route into the Champions League is definitely through the Europa League now. And I'm certain Mourinho knows that as well. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Jose Mourinho fields a weak starting 11 on Sunday. We know he's a pragmatist. They've got a big game coming up midweek against Anderlecht. And he wouldn't want to subject his best and most influential players to what will be a grueling encounter against Chelsea.
Yeah, that's a good point. That I think before you have a serious bet on this one, you're going to have to look at the team sheet, because that could happen. The only reservation I have about that theory is that Mourinho and Conte are not best buddies, are they? They hate each other. And so I'm not sure when we would want to give Chelsea a gimme, particularly as his love affair with Chelsea is all but over now, isn't it? So, you know, the Chelsea fans have turned on him, it seems. And the Man United fans soon will do, I think, the way they're playing. I mean, as for Conte, I mean, he's got everything right, hasn't he, in the Premier League. But all he does to me is troll a touchline looking like a recently escaped lunatic. You wouldn't want to come up against him in a dark night. There's something scary about him. But they have been great. And what about, hold on a second, before we go on about this, Diego Pudding Conte. How bad has he been in the last couple of months? If he fired in a transfer request this summer, it would go wide. That's how bad he's been. I told you, I've never been wrong about a player in my life. I've never been wrong. And I always told you long, long time ago he was a pudding. And a pudding he remains.
Hang on one second, Derek, just to counteract that. I'm sure you've said in the past that N'Golo Kante, in that position, that's a glorified central defender. He's 1-8 to be player of the year, Kante.
It's the most ridiculous price of all. How can he be player of the season above Eden Hazard? Turn it in. Chelsea would be nowhere without Hazard. I can still contact position, run around, put a few tackles in, pass it to Hazard. I could do that. You could do that. I'm not sure Tom could, but you and I could, Dave. Not having it at all. As for this game, I don't know. You know what? Conte will go there and be thinking, right, Tottenham will probably have won beforehand, and that will close the gap to 4 points, won't it? Now, he won't need to win. He won't need to win the following day. He'll just need to draw. Avoid defeat against Man United, and I will say that the title is Chelsea's. And that's where, he's an Italian. A draw away from home in an Italian books is heaven. And that's what will happen. They'll go to Man United and draw. Man United, I don't think, will be that worried because of what's happening in midweek. So, yeah, a draw looks nailed on to me in this one.
11-5, the draw for Derek. I must admit, Tom, I'm attracted to that 15-8 for Chelsea to win this game. I think it's a good bet.
Yeah, and probably Kante to score a hat-trick, maybe. I don't know.
Diego Costa's going to get on the score sheet this weekend.
I don't think I play like Kante, but I've been called the Kante a few times. It sounded similar to that. But, for starters on him, I mean, there's a reason why Leicester, are where they've been for a lot of the season, and Chelsea have turned it around this season. It's not solely down to him, but he's a major factor. And I look at this, right, I think Mourinho will probably... I mean, he's got an excuse to field a weakened side. Because of the Europa League type, but also it gives him a get-out, doesn't it, an excuse, because he knows he's Manchester United side. Whatever you think about Chelsea, Manchester United are miles away from where Chelsea are. Defensively, going forward, they're four or five players away from being where they are. And Conte knows that. He will, the pragmatic approach is right, and I think there's a few away games this season against the big teams where I've backed Chelsea to draw, because I think that is the general approach. Throw into the fact that Manchester United, of course, I mean, the draws they've had at home, five of the last six at home have been draws. Hull, Bournemouth, West Brom, Everton and Liverpool have all drawn there. So everything is kind of pointing that way. But I've just got a feeling that those Chelsea players would love nothing more. They've got no midweek distractions than going to Old Trafford and turning it on and going there and winning the game and really sort of rubbing it into Mourinho's face, because they have done already this season. I know the cup game at Stamford Bridge is a little bit different, but they absolutely demolished them at Stamford Bridge in the league. I'm not suggesting it might be, a similar sort of scoreline or a similar gap, but I think Chelsea, no question, they can win the game. It's been a bet. We've obviously followed a few times, but Chelsea and both teams have scored at 5-1. It is a huge price. I think that probably says a lot about Manchester, about how the traders probably think this is going to be an incredibly cagey game and sort of defences on top. But I can't see it being that way. I mean, Chelsea at the moment are leaky. Manchester United are going to have to score to get a result. I've no doubts about that. And the over 2.5 at 5-4 is pretty decent. Both teams to score 19-20. But I'm going to go for Chelsea here. And I'm going to go for Chelsea to turn it on a little bit. On the handicap here, minus a goal Chelsea is 5-1. I think that is whopping, considering what Chelsea are capable of doing, the team that Manchester United will probably pick, and the fact that Chelsea, I think, would love nothing more than rub Mourinho's face in it. So 5-1, I'm going Chelsea minus a goal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.